What's your heart desire been in 2023? What will it be this year? Now, just leave that there. I'll come back to scrap. In photography, we have two concepts that are very similar. And if you don't understand them, they can work against each other. And they can cause great frustration. And they can cause useless pictures. There are two terms, focal point and focus points. Focal point and focus points. Now, focal point is the main subject of the photo. It's what the whole photo is about. And it's where the eye is pointed to and where the eye wants to focus on and rest. It's the main thing that the photo is about. And the human eye naturally looks at the middle of the picture and there it rests. That's how we designed. And when you've got too many focal points in a picture, then we describe this picture as being uncomfortable, and the technical term for it is it's too busy. It's just too busy. Now for the frustrating bit. I'm sure you've all got new cameras on your phones or whatever. The digital camera lens uses focus points, and the old ones had about 9 focus points. Now they've got 51 and even more focus points that it picks up in one picture. And the way it works is the software that you've got in your phone will try and look for these points of contrast, and it will bring them into focus. And it does so to ensure that the subject you're photographing is sharp and clear. The trouble is, if you don't control the focus points, then the camera focuses on the wrong part of the picture as its main subject. You've all seen those photos. Yeah, next one. Just go back one. Yeah, I've got plenty of those ones. Oh, sorry. No, the squirrel. There you go. The squirrel is what I'm looking for. You got photos like that? I've had beautiful, I'm sorry, you guys are perfect photographers. I've had a beautiful picture that I take in the Kruger National Park of a lion sitting there, and then there's this blade of grass sitting in front of it, and the camera focuses on the piece of grass. What have your eyes been on in 2023? What have your focus points been? And I'm not just talking natural eyes, but I'm talking your spiritual eyes. Has your focal point, your main subject, been on Jesus and his walk with him? Your walk with him, is that what you've been focusing on? Or perhaps as you look at this past year, the picture of your life has become out of focus because we've allowed too many focus points to influence us, like chasing other stuff, like unimportant priorities, like bad habits, like over-busyness, like people-pleasing, like compromise with sin. Those are all things which make the picture of our life out of focus with Jesus as the main focal point. And now you're in that uncomfortable position where your life's blurred and frustrating, and even as you start 2024, you feel as if you're going nowhere fast. You're spiritually tired. The start of a new year is always a time to reevaluate and to refocus. And if we allow the same old to continue, if we don't do anything about it, we need to take control of these focus points and make them all point to Jesus and our relationship with him as our main subject. See, the Apostle Paul did this quite a few times in his life, and he shares a few of those times with us. And so we're going to read one of those times in the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 to 14. Let's have a look at how the Apostle Paul describes to us how he refocuses his life. Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 to 14. Now there's a whole argument already happening here, as it does with Paul. He's talking about doing legalistic stuff to try and be right with God. And he's pushing away from those things. He says, no, that's not what's important. What is important is this. Verse 12. I don't mean to say that I've already achieved these things or that I have already reached perfection, but I press on to possess that perfection for which Jesus Christ first possessed me. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead, I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. There's his moment of refocus. You see, the Apostle Paul refocuses his life. And what's his main focus and the main driving force that kept him living a meaningful life? It's in the text there. What is it? He talks about it as his upward call or his prize. That thing which he strives after. That thing which he wants to take hold of. And he talks about the call. What is the call? He said it's God who does the calling. God calls us through Jesus Christ. God calls us. As a Christ follower, my reason for living does not come from personal fulfillment. It doesn't come from personal motivation, as all those many videos will tell you now on YouTube this morning, if you go and look it up. My reason for living doesn't rest in personal achievements, whatever you might have planned for this year. My reason for living does not rest in personal happiness. My personal reason for living comes from the call of God on my life. My reason for living is not based on this earth, with anything this earth can offer me, but my call and my reason for living originates in the heavenlies, with Almighty God Himself, untouched by humans or earthly influence. My reason for living is God's call in my life. And I need to remind myself that as I start this year. Otherwise, my eyes are going to focus on all the other things. So God does the calling. He says God does the calling through Jesus Christ. You see, this call on my life can only come through Jesus Christ. It's only as Christ gives me new life and takes me from death to life that I can know what the real calling of God is. And if you're still sitting here today and you do not know Jesus Christ, my friend, you're going to live a living death. I can only put it out like that. Without Jesus Christ, you won't experience real life because God calls through His Son. There's no other way to God. He calls us through Jesus. And we live through Jesus. Unless Jesus has paid for our sin, unless He lives in me and guides me through the Spirit, and unless He protects me, I'm a dead man walking. I've said that several times these last few months because it's been so impressed on my heart. Are you a dead person walking? God calls us to Himself. How? Through the atoning work and the sustaining power of His Son, Jesus Christ. You've been called through Christ for 2024. Don't forget that. What else can we learn about this calling? It's a heavenly calling, and it sounds like repetitive. It's not, actually. It's future glory and rest that I'm aiming for. Some people think they've already attained heaven here on earth. They've got everything they need. They're happy. They've got everything money can buy. All they want are cared for. They are deliriously happy like a pig in mud. I was going to say pig in Palestine, but that's no longer true. And maybe as a Christian, you've lived a good life up to now. You've had no worries. You've actually lived a real cruisy life. Praise God for that. But my friend, don't get settled into that lifestyle. You see, we get so used to second best so quickly. We start to feather our nests on this earth. We start to get lulled to sleep. We start to be tempted to settle into this world. And to use a very unchristian phrase, you think you've reached your nirvana. We need to be reminded at the beginning of this year, there's a heavenly calling on your life if you're a believer. There's future glory. There's future rest waiting for you in heaven. This place is not your home. You're passing through. The passport you bear has the image of the Son of Man on it, drenched in blood, issued in heaven. We are believers. We are Christ followers. We have a heavenly calling on us. Remind yourself of that this year. And then there's a prize, and it will be given at the end of the race. There's a race to be run. We can't sit down at the side of the track. We need to refocus our life. We need to refocus our motivation. The world teaches that all participants will get a prize. No, you won't. In Christ's kingdom, only those who are in Christ and who walk the race faithfully and who finish well will receive the prize that's there for them. Allow the eyes of your heart to see hope again as you start this year. It doesn't matter what's come before. Ephesians 1 verse 18 says it this way. The Apostle Paul again, he says, I pray also that the eyes of your heart, can I put in there, your focus points, the eyes of your heart, may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope, the focal point to which he has called you. What is that? The riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints. Nothing the world can offer you. So there's about the call and how we are to live our lives before the Lord. But how do we focus our lives? How do we actually do it? Firstly, you put your eyes on the prize. I've said this so many times from this pulpit, it's an aviation thing. You'll go where you are looking. In life, that's true too. You try and walk along a path and not look where you're going. You're going to go where you're looking. The Apostle Paul focuses on this one thing. What does he do? Our text says he focuses on the heavenly prize to which God is calling him. He's got one eye on the sky while his feet follow Christ on the earth and while his hands serve others. The problem is we take our eyes off the prize and then our feet start to wander. And the picture of our lives is then shaped by where we're looking. And they're shaped and affected by our earthly focus points. Our lives are influenced by these things. And we've got to pay consequences. So put your eyes on the prize. Secondly, we sang about this. Have an undivided heart before the Lord. And the Lord must give you this. The Apostle Paul said in verse 13, he said, I forget the past and I look forward to the future. I repeat that. This is the super apostle speaking. Think of the past he had. He persecuted believers. And that must have come back into his head all the time. But he says, I forget the past and I look forward to the future. And as a pastor, I say to you today, so what if 2023 was a bad year? So what if you tried and you kept failing to improve this part of your life or to break that bad habit? So what? You're trying to be perfect or something? No? You see, perfection was never attained this side of glory. The Apostle Paul, remember who he is, the super apostle, says, no, I've not achieved my spiritual goals. Well, if he can't do it, how am I going to do it? Verse 12. Verse 13. No, I've not reached perfection. My friend, you can't undo the past. You can't have any influence on the past. It's gone. It's out of your reach. There's nothing you can change. So why dwell on it? Why be held back by what's come before? Leave it behind. Cut the past free. Give it over to Jesus. That's the very reason he died. To give you life, to take away all that dross from you, all the past, and to give you a new future starting now as you hear the words. You see, Paul's focus is on forward momentum, not prior mistakes. You can't move ahead if your thoughts and your spiritual eyes are on the past. We learn from the past. We move into the future. So, We need to ask the Lord, Lord, give me an undivided heart, a heart which is single focused on you again. And then there's a third thing. There's perseverance. And people don't like this word. We like it easy. I don't want to know about perseverance. That's like hard work. So is Paul saying that, okay, I'm not perfect, so okay, just live with it. You can be happy to fail and just not live the perfect life. Is he saying that I don't have to try harder? Is he saying that I can be happy with compromise? No, he's not saying that at all. He says, verse 12, I know I'm not perfect, but I press on to possess perfection for which Christ first possessed me. Did you hear that? The Apostle Paul says, I press on to reach that perfection. I know I'm not perfect now, he says, but I strive for perfection. There's direction in my striving. It's not just a purposeless putting the energy and I hope you get there on the other side. There's purpose in my striving as a believer. I strive with hope. There's direction in my striving. I know I'm not perfect now, but I will be perfect. Is that through my own efforts alone? No. Christ possessed me, says the verse. I will be perfect because Christ will make me perfect. That's the heavenly prize I'm aiming for. Christ took possession of me so that he could make me perfect. And he will make me perfect. He's promised, future tense. And he'll make me perfect in my aspirations, which are so imperfect now. He'll make me perfect in my attitudes, which are so imperfect now. He'll make me perfect in my strivings. He'll give me heavenly striving. He'll make me perfect in my reactions, and believe me, they're not heavenly at times. He'll make me perfect in my daily walk with him. But in the meantime, he calls me to perseverance. Perseverance, present tense, while I have my clogs on walking the dust of this earth. And yes, I'm afraid perseverance is hard work. If it wasn't hard work, perseverance would be called arriving. But it's not. It means to slog on. Foot by foot by foot by foot. Persevere. But you're not alone, are you? Christ possesses you. So, how do we apply that 2024? I want to make it really practical now. The Lord has been making this practical in my life too, and I just want to share that with you now. Firstly, identify. What are those focus points that keep drawing your eyes and your life away from the upward call in Christ? What are they? And this is where you need to allow the Holy Spirit to work in you and to point them out to you. Because you can't see them. There might be various obvious ones to you, but Lord, show me. What are those things that my life keeps focusing on that draw me away from you? Show them to me, Lord. Identify them in me, name them one by one, and then give them to the Lord. Secondly, refocus. As the Lord shows you these focus points that are drawing you away from him, give your life back to him again. Show, you ask Lord, take me to take control of those things. And to remove those focus points which are blurring your image in my life. And yes, it might mean that you have to make some hard calls. But otherwise, you're going to do the same old, same old. And when must you do that? Any ideas? It's always today. Today, if you hear his word, listen to it. Not me saying this. Scripture tells us to do that. Jesus said, today if you hear. You see, inaction today turns into another yesterday. And if you leave that alone, into another year tomorrow. Because before you know it, it's tomorrow. And another year's gone by. And that's what the Lord's been impressing on my life. And I want to share that with you because you are my fellow Whanganui East people. We all walk the walk together. If we hear the Lord speaking to us today, let's act today. Otherwise, we'll face another wasted year. A year that we could have been serving the Lord, a year focused on the Lord, a year serving Him in this community. We don't want to waste the time, the precious time He gives to every single one of us, because before we know it, the time is behind us. Here's my prayer for us as we close the service. Ephesians 3:16. This is the Apostle Paul again. He says this: I pray that out of His glorious riches, He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being. I want to repeat that. It's beautiful. I pray that out of His glorious riches, how much glorious riches has He got? Unfathomable riches. That He may strengthen you and I. He's doing the strengthening with power. Whose power? Almighty God's power. How? Through His Spirit. The one who knows everything. The one whose sword we experience. Where? In our souls. Because where we are heading will influence our lives. It will influence the whole of our lives. It will influence the picture of our lives. Not just that we see, but that others see in us too. Refocus us, Lord, we pray. Amen.